you know that? The culture there is, the ethics behind that are, sit back and be thoughtful with some of our highlighted interviews on Moncrief. Earlier this year, poachers broke into a French zoo and killed a white rhino. What they wanted was its horn. It's a development that has alarmed many European zoos, and the Dour Klavlev Zoo in the Czech Republic has decided to take preventative action by removing the horns from some of its rhinos. On the line from there is Jan Staskow. Good afternoon, Jan.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, obviously, this raid took place in the French zoo earlier this month where they killed a rhino. How much danger are rhinos in European zoos under?
Well, I would say that after the attack in Zoutoire in France, we have to regard it as something what we really have to take seriously. Just to give you a context, this was not a lone incident. We know that this was an incident that was, let's say, finished. It means that there was a rhino killed. But we know actually already, at least from 2013, that there have been threats to rhinos in European zoos. At the time, the British police warned local zoos in Kent that their rhinos may be under threat from organized poachers. It was not done because there were guards, but from that time, we have to be aware. And actually, in our zoo, we've been considering already from that time whether the horning of our rhinos should be one of the measures that we take to keep them secure. Another thing that we have to keep in mind is that actually, at least from 2010, it's proved that there were burglaries or, you know, organized groups that made a theft into museums and galleries from which they stealed rhino trophies with horns. Mm-hmm. So, and this was at least 70 incidents around Europe.
And it's just the horn from the rhino they want, not any other part.
I do not know about anything else that they would really go after. So mainly it's horn. I know actually that even in Czech Republic, they were seized part of a skin of a rhino, but I have no idea for what this could be used.
So the horn itself, for a full-grown rhino, how long does it take for it to grow that horn?
Well, it grows gradually during our life, so it's not, you know, that there would be a certain stage where the height or the length of a rhino horn would be finished. So if you cut it, it actually grows back. So I know that there were reported horns from a white rhino that would be long, like 1.5 meter, but it's unusual, so definitely it's smaller. I would say that on a black rhino, which is a smaller one of the African rhinos, it might be between 2 and, let's say, 5 kilograms. Mm. And for a white rhino, which is the larger one, it might reach to some 10 kilograms.
And you've already had the horn from one rhino in your zoo removed. What's the procedure to do that?
Well, I think it's necessary to say that from health point of view, this is no problem for the animal. We have to make clear that actually rhino horn consists of a protein, which is something like keratin that we have in our nails and in our hair. Mm. So we can imagine it like very compacted nails. So if you cut a horn, it's similar to cutting of your nails. Of course, there is a difference because you can do it voluntarily on yourself. It's difficult to do it on rhinos because they are not calm enough to stand the procedure. Actually, we have keepers that they are able, from some of calm rhinos, cut horns without sedation. But this is very unusual.
Yeah.
So with most rhinos, you have to sedate them. But I would say that this procedure, because we do it regularly in our zoo, and the reason for this is that actually we work even on scientific methods for artificial reproduction of rhinos. So I would not say that this poses significant risk to a rhino. There is a risk always, but I would not say it's a significant one.
Is the rhino aware that its horn is gone, do you think?
To be honest, I don't know.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I would like to know. But it's really difficult to say how does rhino feel afterwards.
Mm.
I can say that actually we transported even rhinos to Africa and from our zoo. And in some cases, we trimmed their horn just for the security measures for the transport. And from that time, I would not say that, you know, their behavior would somehow change. So I would not expect that it has, you know, some real impact on their behavior. But with one exception, and it's that if you would dehorn a rhino and then you would put him into a group where the other rhinos would have horns, then it could cause a problem to him. So you have to carefully think about, you know, breeding of rhinos and how you will keep them in a group before you dehorn them or before you consider dehorning them.
Are you going to dehorn the rest of the rhinos in your zoo?
Well, currently we have 21 rhinos, and we are actually we have the largest crush of rhinos in Europe. So we will do it on all the rhinos that we regard necessary, but it does not mean that we will do it to all rhinos. Just to give you an example, we have an old male, his name is Natal, and he is rubbing, or he rubs his horn by his own naturally. So there is nothing what we could cut on him. So it does not make sense to sedate him and try to, you know, remove, you know, the very piece, very, very small piece he has on his head. The other example could be that we have a black rhino, or which one we're going to send to another zoo in a few weeks. So the decision whether this rhino would be dehorned, we leave with the zoo where he is going. And because we are a very successful breeder, and actually in our zoo has been bred over 50 of rhinos, and for example, 44 of black rhinos have been born in our zoo, and we are actually even the only zoo in the world that bred the northern white rhino. So we actually have even a rhino babies, and they have so small horns that it does not make sense to dehorn them.
Well, how long does it take for the horn to grow back?
Well, it's usually said that it's around 1 centimeter per year. So it might be even a little bit faster, but it's just, 1-2 centimeters per year.
All right. So it would be every few years or so that you might need to dehorn the animal again.
Well, to be honest, we actually hope that we will not be in the same situation in a few years. And we hope that all the campaigns, especially awareness campaigns in East Asia that aim at reducing demand for rhino horn will be successful, because the only way, you know, this measure that we take is something actually critical that we have to do because we want to protect our rhinos.
Yeah, indeed.
But the real cause of this crisis is demand for a rhino horn. So this is the very thing that we have to work on. So we hope that even the example from our zoo and even examples from Africa where many of rhinos were dehorned will bring people in East Asia to a little bit consider what consequences their habits do have. Because actually, if we think about it, if they would change, it would be just a very small change in their behavior, and they could help to save rhinos anywhere in the world.
Well, indeed. What did you do with the piece of horn that you removed?
We will put it in a safe place outside of zoo. And we have not decided actually yet what will be done in the end with all the horns that we will, seize, or with all the horns that we will collect together. But I can give you an example from past, because we've been breeding rhinos for more than 40 years. And during this time, we got together more than 50 kilograms, and in 2014, we decided to make a big awareness campaign, and we burned them in our zoo. Mm-hmm. We invited people even from Vietnam, even from Africa, and politicians from UN. So it was a quite large event that was reported, or reports about the event were circulated even in East Asia, even in Vietnam. So we've been considering that we probably would use it for a similar type of awareness campaign.
Jan, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Jan Staskow. He's the Director of Communications and International Projects at the Dorkrelief Zoo in the Czech Republic. Jan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sean, for having me. Thank you.
More interviews to make you go, on Moncrief, weekdays from 2 p.m.